All right. So, I guess I will begin our journey 1.6 billion years ago. At this time, which is already two-thirds of the way from the time of Earth's formation to the present day, the crust of the American Southwest is being assembled as a result of plate tectonic forces. Shortly thereafter, at 1.4 billion years ago, I think it's safe to say that the difference between the numbers 1.6 and 1.4 is small enough that I can say shortly thereafter. An as yet undetermined event led to the formation of some enormous and literally huge bodies of molten rock that intruded their way deep into the crust that was just being assembled. If 1.4 billion years seems like an inconceivable amount of time, that's because it is. But we here in the middle Rio Grande Valley have the opportunity each and every day to get a sense of that time when we look to the east. And again, you'll just have to sort of bear with me. I'm pretty sure most of you know what lies beyond that very local horizon there. The Sandia and Manzano Mountains that line the eastern horizon are largely composed of the rock that formed when this huge, this enormous body of molten rock cooled and crystallized. The rock, known as Sandia granite, is composed of a variety of minerals, mainly quartz and feldspar. Some of that feldspar, and I thought I would bring some, is a variety of potassium feldspar, that takes on a orange-pink color. So I will pass this around.
This is not just the sun reflecting off.
It's not just. Yeah. Not just. So this feldspar, this sort of pinkish-orange, comprises about 20 to 30% of most of that granite that's out there in the mountains. And it's that mineral that really gives the mountains their characteristic color, a color that is really brought to life near sunset as the day's last rays light up the mountainside. Now, I have been told on many occasions, and how true this is, I'm afraid I don't know. You probably know better than I do. That the Sandia Mountain obtained this name, Sandia, Spanish for watermelon, for its striking resemblance to the fruit. It has a curved profile. It is largely pinkish, thanks to the potassium feldspar minerals. And atop that granite is a relatively thin white stripe. And again, we can't really see it, maybe just on that little bit that's sticking out. In the distance there, it'll certainly become more obvious later in the day, that there is this white stripe across the top, a layer of limestone, which I'll talk more about later. And then on top of that is a fringe of green provided by the trees growing at the summit. And so we have then the shape of a watermelon. That the Sandia granite is today at the surface may mislead us into thinking it formed here. Instead, it was intruded into the crust several miles down. Okay, this molten body of rock. And it has reached the surface. Today it is here for at least the second time that we know of, as a result of all the rock that was above it having been eroded away. It is a result of this erosion that, like pages torn from the middle of a book, the story for the next 1.1 billion years is unclear. This missing time is known as the Great Unconformity, due to both the vast amount of geologic time that's been wiped from the annals of history, and that this unconformity can be found throughout the Southwest, from here in central New Mexico to the Grand Canyon of Arizona, and to parts of south-central Nevada. So at this new time, now we are around 330 million... See, geologic time goes so fast. 330 million years ago, a time that geologists refer to as the Mississippian, Sandia granite has been exposed at the surface. But plate tectonic forces and climate changes are conspiring to drop the surface below sea level. And the part of the world we now call New Mexico formed part of a shallow, tropical sea that teemed with a diversity of life. And indeed, yes, when I say tropical, I do mean within the tropics. In fact, at this time, New Mexico is located a few degrees south of the equator in the southern hemisphere. Many of the organisms that populated the sea are preserved as fossils, and you're going to have to use a little bit of creativity, but they're hidden in these rocks, and again, I'll pass these around. They're hidden in the limestone, that layer of white that caps the Sandia and Manzano Mountains.